Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shout Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And it is time for the Amdram Shout Out. And a very good evening to Melanie. Hello, Melanie.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
Very good, very good. Now, busy times for you there next week. It's, I was going to try and build this up to do various clues and things like that, but you might as well just come out with it. It's Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 you're involved with.
It certainly is, yes. At the Epsom Playhouse next week, as you say.
And you've been rehearsing for a while then for this?
We have, yes. We auditioned back in November, I think it was, and we've been rehearsing pretty much ever since then, with just a couple of weeks break over Christmas. It's been non-stop. So.
And why particularly Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 musical then?
I think as a society, we try to look for shows that aren't always done by everybody, and this one was available at the time that we booked the rights for it. It obviously has subsequently come on into the West End.
Well, I was just wondering, who did it first?
We got the rights before they announced they were doing it, Christ. So we were allowed to continue, which has been brilliant for us, because obviously riding on the publicity of their show as well.
So, absolutely.
It's been good.
So what can we expect then? I mean, it sounds like a great show. So presumably we've got all the kind of the usual Dolly Parton songs.
Well, actually, it's not a jukebox musical. Other than 9 to 5 itself, all the songs in the show were written specifically for the show, but by Dolly Parton. So it's all Dolly Parton music. But if you're a Dolly fan, you can come along and hear sort of 10 brand new songs to you, probably, if you haven't seen the show. And they're all great. You know, there's some really sort of humming songs, ones you can come out humming, you know what I mean, from the show. And they're great. There's a couple of nice ballads. There's a sort of big Broadway number. There's something for everybody in it.
So is it based around a storyline then?
It is. Well, it's based on the film 9 to 5, which those of us who are old enough to remember came out just, I think, about in 1980, and it had Jane Fonda Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton herself in it. And that was just a film, and then they turned it into a musical, I think about 10 or 12 years ago. It became a Broadway stage musical. So that's where the story originates from. And the story of the show is pretty true to the film. I mean, obviously, they've had to change some bits to allow for staging and to allow for the songs, but some of the dialogue is actually exactly the same, so it's quite funny watching the film again and going, that's the line, yeah.
and lots of dancing as well, presumably?
There is quite a bit of dancing, yes. We've got brilliant choreographer, Imogen Smart-Steele, and she's been working the dancers hard over the last few months, so yeah, there's some great dance numbers in it.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. So it's going to be at the Epsom Playhouse.
It is.
Next week? Just for a week?
Next week, yeah, just for a week. We open a week today on the 19th.
Are tickets still available? Because I think that's where I'm headed, because I live in Epsom, so I'm there.
Brilliant.
I should be outside the door if there are any tickets.
Fantastic. Tickets are still available both from the Epsom Playhouse box office and from the Epsom Players box office, and they're £18 each.
What a bargain. Do you want to say hello to anybody whilst you're here?
Oh, crikey. Just hello to everybody who's been working so hard on the show in the cast, and everybody who's going to be working so hard in the crew. We've got the get-in on Sunday. And particularly to the production team of Imogen, Karen, and particularly Laura Faulkner, who's directing it and doing the costumes. And she's been working like a Trojan for about the last year on this show. So, yeah.
It sounds really good. And it sounds like it's just come out at the right time, because I think we do need a bit of cheering up and distraction.
Definitely, yeah. And it's definitely a show to cheer people up. It's, it's got a serious message, but it is lighthearted. And like I say, it's got something for everybody in it. So, yeah.
And what part are you playing then? Is it Violet?
I'm playing Violet, yeah, which is one of the leads, which was played by Lily Tomlin in the original film. So she's a strong, sassy woman who wants to get on in life, but is being held back by the glass ceiling. So her story is all about whether she can push through that. It's a good part to play.
Yeah, indeed, topical. And so we can find out more details from going to your website, epsomplayers.com, and also you can book tickets at the Playhouse as well, presumably.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, either in person or online or on the phone to them as well.
Thank you, Melanie. We wish you well with that.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
that should be good. So the Dolly Parton 9 to 5. Sounds good. I'm going there next week. And as I say, we do need a bit of cheering up as well. Thanks, Melanie. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Cheers. Bye.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.